You're with Lori Dubose as we welcome Fairhope Volunteer Fire Department Chief. Are you still chief? Were
yes,
you
ma'am.
Reelected?
Yep.
Congratulations.
In January.
Chris Ellis. And how many times does that make being elected as chief?
I've been chief for 11 years now.
Whoa. Congratulations.
So, but yeah, and we're going back into when elections come around in January again.
Okay.
So.
And congratulations to the whole department because you're all volunteers.
We are.
With the most incredible, dedicated hearts. Usually this question is at the end of the interview, but since we're already on that topic, for those again who wonder, why does Fairhope have a volunteer fire department? How could that be effective? Let's hear your response.
We've got great people that do the job and great support from the community and the council and the mayor. And at this point, there's no need for a career department in Fairhope.
How many people do you have on your team?
Right now, we're at 45.
Okay.
We can always use more, and if anyone's interested, they're more than welcome to stop by the fire station behind Thomas Hospital and talk to one of us, or give us a call at 251-233-5181. That's our cell phone. That's the easiest number to get a hold of the duty officer, and we'd explain how everything works.
233-5181. Okay. And you normally bring us the call stats so that we can see what takes up your time and what's happening.
So it's been a couple of months since you and I have talked last.
Right.
So for July, we had 4 structure fires, 42 motor vehicle accidents or EMS calls. And for EMS calls, we respond to cardiac arrests and a lot of assistance to the MedStar folks, you know, lifting assistance, things like that.
Okay.
42 of those and 82 false or miscellaneous calls. Those are anything from fire alarms to LZs, anytime the helicopter lands, gas leaks, just anything that doesn't fall under a fire type situation.
Okay.
Or the medical side, for 128 calls in July. That's probably one of the busiest months I've seen in the last couple of years.
Aside from
Hurricane Sally.
Right. So. The 82 miscellaneous, that's a lot.
Yep. It was a busy, July was definitely a busy month. August, we ran 1 structure fire, 22 EMS or motor vehicle accidents, and then 85 false or miscellaneous for 108 calls. So we're still hanging right around the 100-ish mark.
I thought that was your average.
That's about average.
Okay.
Yep.
And recently, could have been a week or so ago, I live downtown, so I hear sirens.
Okay.
Maybe more often than others do. And but as I was approaching 98, I saw a Daphne fire truck. So tell us about how y'all assist each other reaching out to the neighboring communities.
So all the communities, nobody can do the job. No department can do the job on their own. So we have mutual aid with our surrounding communities. If we have a structure fire, in fact, we had dispatched as a structure fire yesterday. And Daphne came down to assist us, and we actually were headed to Daphne with our boat last week when they had that boat wreck. But they canceled us pretty quick. They didn't need us. But
okay.
we go up there a couple times a month. They come down here a few times a month, and we go. We also respond. We'll respond anywhere we're needed in the county. But we respond to Barnwell, Silver Hill, and Fish River, Marlow also.
Do they call you and say, please come assist, or do you?
We've got, for structure fires, we've got automatic aid, which if we get paged to a structure fire based on the location of the fire, the Daphne and Barnwell and such will get dispatched if it's in their quote-unquote area to respond to help us with.
Okay. What structure fires or major fires would you like to tell us about recently?
I don't think we've had fires that are classified as structure fires, but they were like cooking fires or things like that. Nothing that
okay.
Nothing right off the top of my head that I can remember that was an actual working fire.
Okay. Well, I guess that's
good.
And
that's
good
a good thing.
Yes,
absolutely.
That's very good.
Absolutely.
And so do you have any fundraisers scheduled? I know with COVID, it's really put
with COVID,
a
it knocked out our barbecue cook-off fundraiser that we've done the last 4 or 5 years. That is, we do have plans already, and we're working towards 2022. We'll see how that works out.
Okay.
Our fund drive letter that we send out each year has been out since about April or May, and we've had a great response. So I'd like to thank everybody that's donated to us. Very much appreciated.
That's an important important part of your
It helps us with funds to operate throughout the year. Mm-hmm. The city graciously gives us a small budget, but they give us a budget for fuel, some equipment, station and equipment upkeep, things like that. And that runs somewhere around $1 million each year.
And then Mayor Sullivan told me that there's land was being donated with a big neighborhood development there at, I believe it was 181 and 104 out in that area.
Yeah, out in that area. Yes, ma'am. We're working towards the future.
That's great.
It'll be a few years down the road, but yes, one of the developers has, we've met with one of the developers, excuse me.
You caught my disease now.
to talk about land for a fire station, and they graciously have donated a small parcel.
And that will make
five.
Remind us, I'm missing one in my mind.
So
remind us
the main
are.
Station one is behind Thomas Hospital,
right?
Station two in our training center classroom is out on Thompson Hall Road.
I wasn't thinking about that. Yeah.
Station three is down at the airport, and station four, which is our newest, and we actually opened that one in at the end of 2015, so it's been a few years. I know time flies.
It really has.
That's
the one out behind Publix.
And that's the one behind Publix, correct.
Okay.
Correct.
So I wasn't thinking about your training facility, office. What do you call that complex again?
That, it's just our training center.
Uh-huh. But you could have meetings there.
Yeah, we have a classroom, our drill field with our burn building, and we have our extrication area, our natural gas pit, is that, all that sort of stuff is out there. That's where we typically have our drills on Tuesday evenings.
I see. Okay. And tell us about training. I know sometimes you're not here for the interview, and you, because you're out training, and then you tell us about the members of the department that are involved in continuous training.
Absolutely. Everyone, we've got a program in place for our firefighters to get their certified volunteer firefighter through the Alabama Fire College within 2 years of joining the department. However, we also send folks to, like you said, continuing certifications through the fire college. We're actually about to send a couple of gentlemen to fire investigators class. We send them to officer classes, extrication classes, just a variety of different things that we may do. If they find something that piques their interest, and even around the county, or I'm sorry, around the country, we'll send them out there to get the training.
And that's another reason the donations are so important.
Absolutely, and it just hones their skills, and it brings more value to the department.
Very good.
But we send them all around the country at different times of the year.
You mentioned Hurricane Sally earlier, which hard to believe has been...
It's been a year today.
A year. Is it today?
Yesterday or today, something like that.
Did Ida or any other weather event cause y'all any issues?
We really didn't respond to anything out of the ordinary for Ida or even the rain yesterday.
Okay.
So that was a blessing.
That's good. All right. Anything else that you want us to know, Chief?
Just a reminder that the 8M annual 8M burn ban is still in effect through November 1st.
That's the Alabama Department of Environmental Management. And what does the burn ban cover?
It covers, there's no open burning other than it, other than for agriculture, farmers, obviously. But anything else right now, Baldwin County is under, is one of the counties that's involved in this, and there's no open burning at all until November 1st. Now, this doesn't include cooking fires or little chimenea type things. But
as far as thinking you're going to burn your leaves and debris, no.
No leaves, no debris.
Okay. All right. And that is... Is it for an environmental?
That's an air quality. That's an air quality thing that they do. That they've done. I've been involved with the fire department here for over 22 years, mm-hmm. and it's been something they've done before that. So this is not something the city or the fire department implemented. This is something above us.
Okay, it's a standard. If you have not already liked the Fairhope Volunteer Fire Department Facebook page, please do. I like the spotlight you've been shining on some of your members. Every few days, you're spotlighting another volunteer serving with the department.
We did that a couple of years ago to introduce everybody to who our firefighters are, to put a faces with names, and it worked out well, and it's been a couple of years, so... It's time to do it again.
Yes, it is. So if you haven't already, as I said, look for Fairhope Volunteer Fire Department on Facebook and sign up. And before you know it, it'll be 2022 and you're going to do the big barbecue again, you mentioned, I hope.
Hopefully.
So, and that will be in what month again? April, May? Or do we know yet?
We don't know yet.
Okay.
There has been some talk about changing changing it to another month than previous years. Mm-hmm. So we're working on that.
Well, we will just wait and find out. And we look forward to you joining us usually the third Thursday of each month on Community Contact. Thank you, Chief.
Thank you, Lori.
Fairhope Volunteer Fire Department Chief Chris Ellis here on WABF. If you missed part of this interview or you want to tell a friend, you can listen to it later at WABF 14.